By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. Welcome to our beautiful program Rise and Shine. Inshallah عز وجل. Let's get started with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban رحم والا.
وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
اور یاد کرو جب تمہارے رب نے سنا دیا کہ اگر احسان مانو گے تو میں تمہیں اور دوں گا اور اگر ناشکری کرو تو میرا عذاب سخت ہے.
وقال موسیٰ ان تکفروا انتم ومن فی الارض جميعا فان اللہ لغنی حمید.
اور موسیٰ نے کہا اگر تم اور زمین میں جتنے ہیں سب کافر ہو جاؤ تو بے شک اللہ بے پرواہ سب خوبیوں والا ہے.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَالَّذِينَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
کیا تمہیں ان کی خبریں نہ آئیں جو تم سے پہلے تھے نوح کی قوم اور عاد اور ثمود اور جو ان کے بعد ہوئے انہیں اللہ ہی جانے.
جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فردوا ايديهم في افواههم وقالوا اننا كفرنا بما ارسلتم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعوننا إليه مريب.
ان کے پاس ان کے رسول روشن دلیلیں لے کر آئے تو وہ اپنے ہاتھ اپنے منہ کی طرف لے گئے اور بولے ہم منکر ہیں اس کے جو تمہارے ہاتھ بھیجا گیا اور جس راہ کی طرف ہمیں بلاتے ہو اس میں ہمیں وہ شک ہے کہ بات کھلنے نہیں دیتا.
قالت رسلهم افی اللہ شک فاطر السماوات والارض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم الى اجل مسمى.
ان کے رسولوں نے کہا کیا اللہ میں شک ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کا بنانے والا تمہیں بلاتا ہے کہ تمہارے کچھ گناہ بخشے اور موت کے مقرر وقت تک تمہاری زندگی بے عذاب کاٹ دے.
قالوا ان انتم الا بشر مثلنا تريدون ان تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين. مبین،
بولے تم تو ہم ہی جیسے آدمی ہو، تم چاہتے ہو کہ ہمیں اس سے بات رکھو جو ہمارے باپ دادا پوچھتے تھے، اب کوئی روشن سند ہمارے پاس لے آؤ.
قالت لهم رسلهم ان نحن الا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده.
ان کے رسولوں نے ان سے کہا، ہم ہیں تو تمہاری طرح انسان، مگر اللہ اپنے بندوں میں جس پر چاہے احسان فرماتا ہے.
وما كان لنا ان نأتيكم بسلطان الا باذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
اور ہمارا کام نہیں کہ ہم تمہارے پاس کچھ سند لے آئیں مگر اللہ کے حکم سے، اور مسلمانوں کو اللہ ہی پر بھروسہ چاہیے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، very beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. May Allah عز و جل give me and all of us the ability to recite the glorious Quran. The Quran is the source of guidance for us. The Quran is everything for us. The Quran is our imam. Yeah, we all believe in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we should try to read the glorious Quran. And I've mentioned this many times as well. If we do not know how to read the Quran, then Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, is giving you that helping hand. Come and learn the Quran. And just imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've got this opportunity to learn the Quran. If we do not take this opportunity, on the day of judgment, we will be held liable. Yeah, we won't be able to say that, Ya Allah, I couldn't learn it. No one was willing to teach me. Everyone is willing to teach you. There are hundreds of brothers in the UK, mashallah, and thousands around the world that are learning how to read the Quran. And let me just give you a setup of Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madrasatul Madina Balighan is like a 45-minute class. And in that 45 minutes, you'll have your Madani Qaida, your Quran Pak. And then after that, Alhamdulillah, you have laws of Salah. And then after that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you know, you Fikr Madina, you'll have a Dars as well. And this is what the beauty of this Madrasa is, that there's so many things that will, Alhamdulillah, be covered in that 45 minutes, as they say, a drops makes an ocean. So slowly, slowly. And there are many, many brothers, Alhamdulillah, who are teaching in the madrasa today that went through this Madrasatul Madina Balighan process. And Alhamdulillah, they've learned. And then I always say that always have a target. Have a target in your mind that is the date I need to complete mine. And if you don't have a target, I'm sorry, but we might not be able to achieve what we want in. So have a target that if I start on the 1st of December, give an example, if I start on the 1st of December, then by the 30th of January or 28th of February, I'll be able to finish the Madani Qaida. I'll be able to read the Qaida itself and then start the Quran. Have a little, you know, target for yourself. Push yourself. You know, people have pushed themselves. I know so many people, you know, it's cold in the morning, you don't want to get out of bed, but they push themselves out of the bed. Why? They got to go to work in the morning. And then Alhamdulillah, you have other people, they don't push themselves. Alhamdulillah, they think of it as a sa'adat, as a blessing, that they go to the masjid to offer their Fajr Salah. They read the Quran. And Alhamdulillah, they start the day by the remembrance of Allah. Many people, majority sadly, is they will start the day, you know, by having their breakfast, normal routine what a non-Muslim will do as well. And they will start their day. So what's the difference between me and a non-Muslim? Alhamdulillah, we have iman, I'm not saying that. But there is no other difference, is there? All day I'm too busy for anything else. And sometimes we've got this in our mind, I'm too busy. You're not too busy. The shaitan's made your mind look as if you are too busy. You know, you are doing work as if you are busy. You know, they say that we run like headless chickens all day. We don't even know what we're doing. Hey, kuru, hey, kuru, hey, kuru. Oh my God, I'm too busy. You're not too busy. Sit down, relax, have a cup of tea, man. You're not busy. You know, all you're doing is you haven't made up your timetable. You haven't sorted yourself out. You need to make your jadwal. And this is a beautiful thing that we learn from the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He had a jadwal. He had a timetable. You know, what he needs to do at this time, what he needs to do at that time. Have that all written down and then start to follow by it. Well, you know, alhamdulillah, azawajal, I've made a jadwal for myself. And to be honest with you, since I've made that jadwal, you know, it's so amazing. For the whole week, I know what I'm going to do on Friday. I know what I'm going to do on Thursday. And all that week, and then you got your to-do list as well. So incorporate your to-do list in your timetable. And you love your life. What's the point waking up in the morning, even on a Sunday when you get a day off here, and you wake up and you think, right, what am I doing today? I don't know. It's boring. All you do is just watch telly. If you're watching Madani Channel, marhaba. But if you're not watching Madani Channel, then what are you doing? Yeah, what you're doing is you're just wasting your time. And this life is not going to be given back to us again. Your baki zindagi nahi milegi. So inshallah, we'll talk more inshallah after that. And especially our topic for today. But let's go towards our kalam for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi. तेरा सरापा या नबी तफसीर है कुरान की वल्लैल जुल्फे हैं तेरी वल्लैल जुल्फे हैं तेरी वशम्स है चेहरा तेरा
है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा तेरे चेहरा नूर फजा की कसम कसम शब तार में राज ये था के हबीब की जुल्फ दुता की कसम है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा
तेरे खुल्क को हक ने अजीम कहा को हक ने जमील किया तेरी खिल्क को हक ने जमील किया कोई तुझसा हुआ है ना होगा शाह तेरे खालिक हुस्न अदा की कसम
है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा तेरे चेहरा नूर फजा की कसम कसमे शब तार में राज ये था के हबीब की जुल्फे दुता की कसम है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा
वो खुदा ने है मर्तबा तुझको दिया किसी को मिले न किसी को मिला न किसी को मिले न किसी को मिला के कलाम मजीद ने खाई शाखा तेरे शहर कलाम बका की कसम
है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा तेरे चेहरा नूर फजा की कसम कसमे शब तार में राज ये था के हबीब की जुल्फे दुता की कसम है कलाम इलाही में शम्स दुहा
तेरा मसनद नाज है अर्श बरी तेरा تیرم محرم راز ہے روح امی تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہ تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے رون فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق یہ طبع رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے رون فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, very beautiful kalam praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jalla, we're going to start off on the program topic that alhamdulillah we had for today was the trust in Allah azza wa jalla. How as Muslims should we trust Allah azza wa jalla? So the program today alhamdulillah, the title of the program is Trust in Allah azza wa jalla. Very important topic and a very useful topic, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, such that, you know, if we can really, really, you know, manage and really attain the trust of Allah ta'ala as we should be, then no doubt things will become so easier. But what does he mean by contentment, by the trust in Allah azza wa jal? Let me mention a message in front of you that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned many, many things about the trust of Allah azza wa jal. But before we start that, let's mention a blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, man qara al-Qur'ana wa hamida rabba wa salla ala al-Nabi wa astaghfara rabbahu faqad talab al-khayra makanahu. The one who recites Qur'an, invokes the praises of Allah, recites blessed upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter seeks forgiveness from Allah, undoubtedly he has located goodness from its location. Un par durood jinko kase be kasan kahein, un par salam jinko khabar be khabar ki hai. So alhamdulillah, very beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why not try to make a habit of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly? Just before we went to the kalam, I was talking about making a timetable of your life, and you could add durood-e-paak as well. This is just to give you a motivation as well. Now, I always have a tasbih with me, and alhamdulillah, azzawajal, I think I must have recited about 500 times durood-e-paak. That, you know, rather than, you know, talking, rather than doing something else for a while, you know, just keep your tasbih, keep driving, you know, keep your eyes focused on the road and the other environment as well, but also keep clicking the tasbih as well. Subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And have a target. Inshallah, azzawajal, my target is that I want to recite durood-e-paak at least 1,000 times a day. What's the blessing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall not die unless you have seen your abode in paradise. So alhamdulillah, just imagine whilst you're in the dunya, you see your abode in paradise. And inshallah, azzawajal, I said that I'm going to make this intention to recite 1,000 times. And you can do that, break it down 200 after every salah, that will make 1,000 as well. Yeah, maybe you drive in, you got the extra time, you can probably recite it 1,000 times, minimum 1,000. Make dua for me as well. Allah Ta'ala gives me istiqamah. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you can recite more than that, then you can, no problem, alhamdulillah. But try to have a target set for yourself. And as they say, have it consistently. You know, lagatar, and not just one day and, you know, we're slacking off. Have it consistently that we have that target and we recite Durood-e Pak as well. Having the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful story about a pious man who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal in the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And he would worship Allah Azza wa Jal all night, and during the day he would fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every evening, a man would come to that person and give him 2 loaves of bread. And he would break his fast and he would engage himself in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the time of Sahri, he would eat that bread and then continue the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day, this thought came into his mind, that why am I relying on a person to come and give me this food? I should be relying on Allah Azza wa Jal. So that evening when the man came to give him the 2 loaves of bread, the person, he says that, thank you very much, but I don't need your bread. I want to rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. He's the provider of sustenance to all the creation. That evening, that man, he returned back. And the person started to engage in worship. A few days passed by and there was no food. That man stopped coming because he stopped him. And there was no other food. So this person, he called out to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am hungry. And Allah Azza wa Jal replied to him, why did you return what I sent to you, that man brought you? Why did you send it back? And he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have trust in you. You are the one who provides with rizq, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why I did not want any person to come and give me the food. I want to rely on you. I want to trust in you. And Allah Ta'ala said that who sends that bread? And he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt you are the provider of rizq. So Allah Ta'ala, he says that I would send that person to you to give you those 2 loaves of bread every single day. And you return that person. And then the person, he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am sorry, I will not do that again. So Allah Ta'ala, you know, basically the other person, he saw a dream. And in that dream, he was in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was asked, why did you stop giving loaves of bread to that worshipper? And he humbly replied that, Ya Allah, you know well why I stopped supplying him, why I stopped giving him the bread. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, oh my bondsman, to whom did you give those loaves to? Who did you give that bread to? He goes, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I gave it to you. Yani, I gave it in your path. So Allah Ta'ala, he said, you carry on with your deed. Paradise is your reward in return. Subhanallah. Yeah, so the risk that we are given, now this risk could be coming from anyone. This risk could be coming from a person. This risk could be coming in any way or form. But who is the provider of risk? Allah Azza wa Jal is the Razik. He is the provider of risk. That risk could be coming by someone giving you that food. That risk could be coming whilst you are walking past the masjid and you see that there is an ijtima going on. So you go and listen to the ijtima. After the ijtima, there is food. Who provided you with that risk? Allah Azza wa Jal ultimately is the provider of risk. Ma'azallah, we Muslims, we do not believe any other than Allah Azza wa Jal as the provider of risk. Yes, I asked a little bear child once in the madrasa, who gives you food? So my aim was that he's going to say Allah. He goes, my mom. Okay, who gives your mom the food? She gets it from the supermarket. Where does the supermarket get it from? They probably get it from the farmers. Where do the farmers get it from? They milk the cow, they make cheese and other stuff. So where does the cow get it from? The cow eats the grass and it eats and then the milk is produced. Where does the milk come from? It comes from Allah. So all that, it goes back to Allah. No Muslim will ever believe that my rizq is from this person, not from Allah. We don't believe that that person will be out of the fold of Islam. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we need to have that trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And mashallah, this pious person, look at his trust. Yeah, he has so much trust in Allah that he gave that food back. But that food was his risk that Allah Ta'ala was providing him. Now, contentment. You know, to be happy with what we have. What does he mean by contentment? Hazrat Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, when a person being content with whatever he receives from Allah, lives his life and refrains from greed, is called contentment. Yeah, yani he is happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given him, and a greedy person is not happy, and then a greedy person always feels worried as well. So the difference between a happy person and a worried person is a happy person, he's always happy with what Allah Ta'ala is doing. What Allah Ta'ala has planned for him, he's always happy. And a greedy person will always feel worried. He'll always be in a state of shock. He'll always be in a state of anxiety, depression. Why? Why has he got more than I? Why has he got this? Why has he got that? So he's never trusting in Allah Azza wa Jal. And what we need to do is we need to trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And contentment is the sign of a human's outstanding courage, great thought, piety, greatness and patience. Whereas following the desires, obedient to the nafs, and the greed, stinginess and hypocrisy, it distances you from fi sabilillah, from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our pious predecessors, subhanallah, they had so much content that subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, you really think to yourself, you know, how did these guys live their lives? You know, they, you know, for example, like that Buzurg, you know, he used to worship all night. During the day, he would fast, but yet he would have so much trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will trust him. Now, Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very beautiful poem. Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghaza. Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghaza. Us shikam ki qanaat pe laakhu salam. Contentment meaning qanaat. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never ate any delicious food. And he says that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep on a mat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use a leather pillow filled with bark of a date tree for keeping his blessed head on. That was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never desired to eat lavish food. Even he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate roti chapati. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often used the thick loaves of barley bread. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat the roti that we eat today. Big thick roti made of barley, he would eat that as well. And Al-Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Alayhi states, until the apparent demise of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessed family even never ate bread made from barley for two consecutive days. It's also stated in the hadith that the whole month would pass, but the stove would remain unlit for cooking food in the blessed sacred house. The blessed household would merely survive on water and a few dates. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one had more qana'at, more contentment than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's been many occasions where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stay hungry himself and feed others. That is the true, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the true essence of Islam. And that is the beauty of Islam, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest role model, has given us this role model that if you can, stay hungry, but try to feed others as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam, the second Khalifa of Islam, has narrated that, O people, if I had wanted, I would have eaten better food than you and worn better clothes than you, but I want to save my luxury and comforts for my hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the leader of the Muslims, and so many million, or I think it's about 2 million square miles of land that he was the ruler of. Yeah, no one is ruling that piece of a land at this moment in time. So Islam was the biggest superpower at that time, and the leader was Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. Yeah, look at his piety, his taqwa, his contentment, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his thanksgiving to Allah Azza wa Jal, his feeding the poor. That many, many times, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would eat simple food and he would give good food to the slaves and the poor people to eat as well. And these are our role models. These are the pillars of our beautiful deen. It's because of these people that we see that Islam is shining throughout the whole world. We as Muslims need to understand that these are our role models. We need to start to follow them. Don't follow your desires. Let me just mention of few sayings of the pious people about the disadvantage of following your desires, satisfying your desires. You know, end of the day, we are humans. We will make mistakes. But then again, we can learn and try to not to make the mistakes. Contentment eradicates the love of the world from the heart. Someone who is contentment, someone who has qanaat, he doesn't bother about the dunya. What people are doing, what people are eating, what people are wearing, what people are driving, what house people are living. The person who has the hereafter in his mind, he doesn't care about that. Look at Amir al-Sunnat. You know, the way you see Amir al-Sunnat on TV, it's the same way he lives off air as well. He doesn't live a double life. He doesn't come on Madani channel and be there, you know, so relaxing and teaches you the deen. And then at home, he might be a different life. Exactly the same. He doesn't have two lives. He has one life. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, such a family that his own family praise him. That subhanallah, we've never ever seen anyone like this. And not only his family, the world praises Amir al-Sunnat. And that's a sign of someone who does not love the world. Whereas the one who satisfies his desires keeps falling in love with the world. And a time comes when he considers this world to be everything. It is deadly poison for the deen. So those people who put their time in, you know, to the dunya. Now, what is dunya? That's another thing that we need to understand. People might be thinking, well, where is he going to go to? You know, is he saying that we should be, you know, in the masjid all day long, all night, we should be staying in the masjid? No. Dunya means that when you start to make, you know, you start to have greed in your heart regarding the dunya, when you start to have daydreams, yeah, about the dunya, that is when dunya enters your heart. And remember, in our hearts, there could be the love of deen or there could be the love of the dunya. Both of them cannot remain. But when you go out to work and earn halal risk for your family, that is also deen. Then providing that we do not miss our salah. Janab, main kam karna. Yeah, we work our 8-hour shift. Namaz, okay, karna ji, time ko nahi labna. Halal risk kamana ibadat hai. I don't know where you heard that from. You know, halal risk kamana ibadat hai, namaza beshak jaan. That is not right. Halal risk is to earn halal risk. Yeah, to earn halal sustenance is ibadat. When you do not miss your ibadat, when you are offering your namaz, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you don't miss any of them. That is when your halal risk is classed as ibadat as well. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. It's time that we go towards our beautiful next segment, which is the daily reminder. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's see how we could be reminding ourselves by watching and listening to this daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
To develop our character, our mannerism, Islam teaches us this. And we have the most perfect role model in front of us, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran mentions to us that he is the ideal role model. His sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a complete lifestyle. It's inside the house and outside the house. It's in the private and in the public as well. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to refine our character. Nek a'mal or pious deeds, which you can download for free from App Store or Play Store. If you fill this out and act upon it on a daily basis, believe me, you will see positive results in your life. If a person wants to become a practicing Muslim, an upright member of society, then nek a'mal is your helper. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah includes one point there, Because it's a self-questionnaire. You're asking yourself questions. Did I do this? Did I lie today? Did I perform my 5-time salah today? Did I make good intentions today? Did I respect my parents today? Did I obey the traffic rules today? Etc. Daily questions, weekly, monthly, yearly questions, and lifetime questions as well. And one of the beautiful points that we have to ask ourselves that, did I speak politely today? Even with a newborn baby, Allahu Akbar. Because as that baby is growing up, and you speak politely, what will happen? That baby is going to learn good manners, is going to learn polite speech, good words, and you yourself will develop your own character as well. Try to download it, try to practice upon it as well. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us understanding and keep us on the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. MashaAllah, I've got a message from someone from Leicester. And the message says, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wait for rise and shine every morning. Alhamdulillah. Brilliant, mashallah. I hope it's the rise and shine program, mashallah. Or else the sun rises and shines as well. Jazakallah khaira for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love your program. It's really beautiful program to learn about our deen. And thanks to all the team members of Rise and Shine. Jazakallah khaira. Umme Muhammad Fazil. MashaAllah azawajal. Jazakallah khaira. And that is brilliant. MashaAllah azawajal. Ji, alhamdulillah azawajal. Rise and Shine program, no doubt, is a very beautiful program. And to be honest with you, every program of Madani Channel is beautiful. Why? Because there's always a lot of things that you can learn as well. But back to our topic for today is about the trust in Allah, trusting Allah Azza wa Jal. And before we went to the reminder, I was talking about some of the disadvantages of following the desires and the advantages of having qana'at, contentment. A contented person places absolute trust in Allah rather than the resources. Yeah, so we place the trust in Allah, not the resources. My car brought me to Bradford, that's just a resource. But the trust should be in Allah. Anything could have happened. I could have had an accident on the way. My car could have slipped and hit something. You know, my car could have been broken down. So anything could happen. Don't trust that. Don't trust the resources. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the Malik, who is the Khalik, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, who is the helper of a person. In this way, he protects himself from the dependence on others. Yeah. So it's a sign that I don't trust this whopper, this car. I trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will make your journey better. In the same way, when you go to work in the morning, don't, you know, have this that, oh, I trust my powers. I do this job. I can do whatever I want. You know, how many people have you seen that have fallen ill? You know, pehlwan, you know, wrestlers, bodybuilders, they fall ill as well. Yeah. So don't think that I've got a big muscle. I go to the gym and pump it every morning. I can do anything I want. I'm most powerful. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful. If Allah Ta'ala wants, you know, if people like Fir'aun, who thought that he could rule the world, ma'azallah, he started to call himself the Rabb of the world. And then when he was drowning, what did he say? Qa'abanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. On these words, he says that I believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun, but it was too late. People like Namrud, who thought that he was Rabb, but then again, what did he believe? Why did these people say that? It was money and power that made him. Money and power. Money and power are two things. Money brings you power. And when you have that power, people start to misuse that power. So don't, you know, trust your money. Don't trust your power. Allah Ta'ala is the absolute power. Many millionaires, billionaires, filthy rich people have left this world. Allah Ta'ala, you know, punished them for their transgressing. Allah Ta'ala punished them for what they have done when they went against the commands of Allah. and people that were very, very poor people. Yeah, Bani Israel, they were very poor people. But Allah Ta'ala made them victorious against the Fir'aun. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, by looking at him physically, he was a poor person. Yet Allah Ta'ala made him victorious over Namrud. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, as we've heard, that he never used to eat a stomach full. He used to stay hungry for many days. He was a poor person because he chose poverty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was given these two things that Allah Ta'ala said, that, oh beloved, choose poverty or richness, whatever you want, I'll give you that. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam chose poverty. And subhanallah, being a poor person, he defeated the mights of people like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. He destroyed them. He destroyed the mights of the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. And alhamdulillah, Islam rise to the top. Why? It's because the Muslims trusted in Allah. They did not trust in their swords. They did not trust in the power, in the mighty army that they had. Yeah, the other people, they trusted in their armies. You know, when the battle of Iraq took place, when the Roman Empire was defeated, there were three or four times as much enemies than the Muslims' army. But because the Muslims trusted in Allah, Allah Ta'ala gave them victory over this huge, massive army. So whenever we have that trust in Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will not let you down. Have the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, the person who is contented, yeah, discontented, yeah, he doesn't have that qana'at. Person keeps his eye on the resources and considers them to be everything. In the same way, he has hopes and great expectations from people. Yeah. So if a person has got a fast car, he'll rely on this fast car to take him from A to B, in a swift. But that fast car could break up. They're all machinery, aren't they? Anything could happen. They could break. Yeah. A person thinks, it's all right, I'll sit here. And London, oh, it's only a 3.5-hour drive from Bradford. So it's all right. I've got my car's really fast. And, I've just done a service. It's a brand new model. Nothing can go with it. Nothing can go wrong with it. Now remember the Titanic. Yeah. They made this massive, huge ship, the Titanic. Thousands of people boarded that. And the people who built the ship, they boasted that, ma'azallah, even Allah cannot drown this ship. But Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he's the most powerful. And that Titanic drowned in his first sailing journey. You know, Allah Ta'ala showed them the power, that the might is with Allah. Don't trust in these machinery. So never ever trust that, I've got a fast car, I'll get to the masjid for jamaat in 5 minutes. No, get there in time. And then trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will not let you down. Contentment protects a person from acting according to the desires. You know, your own desires. When you have the trust in Allah, then you won't follow the desires. And by virtue of his blessings, he lives his life with peace and satisfaction. Ek cheez maine dekhi hai. You know, those people who trust in Allah Ta'ala, who read the Quran, who are namazi, they're always calm. They're very, very calm. You know, they won't be at home. You know, little thing happens and, hell breaks loose. It's never like that. You know, banda namazi, and now you might be thinking, namaza to main bhi padna. And I do all that kind of stuff. Then you ask yourself a question, don't you? Main kehdi namaza padna? Yeah, which namaz do I offer? Because namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That no doubt salah stops you from committing indecency and wrong. So if I'm doing wrong, why is my salah not stopping me? It's because I am not offering my salah properly. I make so many mistakes in salah. Do I know how to do the sajda properly? Do I know how to do the ruku properly? Have fear of Allah and have contentment. You know, the world's still going to be there. Koni nasna kam. You know, and someone asked me one day that so-and-so person, he hurriedly reads his namaz. He's so hastiness in reading namaz. Pata ni namaz panna ni yani say. So one question was asked, why is it rushing? So I asked that person, why are you, rushing for namaz? He goes, oh, I need to go back to work. You know, so who's the owner? Who is the khaliq of rizq? Allah, no, obviously he's a Muslim, he will say Allah. Allah is the Khaliq of rizq. So if Allah Ta'ala is the one that will provide you with rizq, what you're doing now is you are worshipping Allah. You are calling out to Allah. Do you think that Allah Ta'ala, who is the Razik, cannot give you rizq when you are going to read your namaz slowly and with love, with humbleness? Ika ya janab Allahu Akbar kita, you know, no ruku sahi, no sujood properly, hatta yaad nahi padi, don't even know how to lift the finger of pata nahi kehde angli chane kehde angli rakhne, and then assalamu alaikum tullah dua mangi kya kari. Allah is the one that provides with risk. Why are you hasting? Kyun jaldi karne ho? Allah risk desi ne job deek nahi hai, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala aise asbab paida, give it to someone else, Allah will give you more barakat inshallah. So always have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to a daily hadith inshallah Azza wa Jal, and let's see what we're going to learn today inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We're human beings. And as such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes. We sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. In one narration, which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator, states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allahu Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Another message. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Your Rise and Shine program is beautiful. I like the way that the program has been conducted. Inshallah, please give my salam to everyone. It's an amazing program. We learn a lot. When my kids are off school, we all watch it as a family, and it's excellent. Please keep up the good work. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khaira. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, we try to have something on Madani channel that where we can learn as well. And this is the beauty of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you do, you will learn as well. And you'll also, inshallah Azza wa Jal, pass that knowledge on to others as well. We don't put ourselves at risk again. We put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. But then again, you've got to look at the situation as well. You know, if the roads were all icy, black ice on the road, and I got my little car with me, and I think, right, no, may Allah par tawakkal kari de, may jasa hi jasa. Fir ma prakandi vichi jaso. You're going to go into the wall. You're going to slip. Yeah. So have that trust in Allah that, no, I trust in Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, I'm going to stay at home. I'm going to do something else. We could, you know, there's so many other things. Don't, you know, the trust in Allah, like a companion once came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I trust in Allah Ta'ala and leave my camel untied? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tie your camel and then trust in Allah. Trust you, try the first. So first of all, look at the situation. Yeah, you need to go out. You know your road's horrendous. It's black ice. You're going to slip. You're going to break your bones. Oof, adina panyai. You're going to break your bones and you're going to slip. You're going to hurt yourself. Your car's going to slip and damage itself. That is not the trust of Allah. You can't say, well, I trusted in Allah. That is not the trust that Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. Look at what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Tie the camel, then trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, meaning of absolute trust. You know, we're talking about the trust of Allah Ta'ala. What is the meaning? Page number 520 of Siratul Jinan, volume number 3, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, Maktabatul Madinah has, mashallah, printed this beautiful. It says that Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great scholar and debater of Islam, he said, Tawakkul does not mean that a person gives up himself and his efforts after considering them useless and rubbish, as some ignorant people say. But rather, tawakkul means that a person uses apparent resources, but he does not trust them in the heart, but rather trust in Allah's help, aid and His support. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, a person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I trust in Allah after tethering my camel? That's again the hadith I mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you tie it, then trust in Allah. So that's a very beautiful thing. Here, tawakkul is that one should use resources in any work by considering it to be the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, he should leave its results to Allah azza wa jal. Ala Hazrat Imam alayhi sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, tawakkul does not mean giving up resources, but rather it means giving up trusting in the resources. Yeah. So like the heater is going to warm me up in the winter. Don't trust the heater. Trust in Allah ta'ala to warm you up. Or else there are many, I've got a heater behind me. Alhamdulillah, it's giving me heat. This whole area is warmed up. But we don't trust them to warm up. The boiler's gone. Yeah, the boiler might die. So I don't trust the heaters. We trust Allah Ta'ala for making them work for us so that they provide us with heat as well. And it says that Allah likes to send sustenance through people. So when Allah Ta'ala gives someone sustenance, He gives them through the people as well. And He says that it has been narrated that a very pious person sat in the foot of a mountain after getting himself away from people and started saying, I will not ask anyone for anything until Allah Ta'ala gives me my sustenance. Now, bilkul, main bande ko mang rahi na. I'm not going to ask from anyone, but I'm going to trust in Allah. 1 week passed by and sustenance did not come to him. When he was about to die, he humbly requested, Ya Allah, O my Lord, you have created me. Therefore, bestow the sustenance on me, which you have written in my destiny. Otherwise, seize my soul, take my soul. On which you have a voice was heard from the unseen. By my respect and glory, I will not give you sustenance until you go to the inhabited place and sit amongst the people. The pious man went to the inhabited place and sat. Some came to him with food, some with water. He ate and drank well, but I felt a doubt. Then a voice was heard from the unseen. Do you want to change my way through your worldly piety? Don't you know, instead of giving people sustenance directly, I like to send sustenance to people through people. Yeah, so that doesn't mean, again, you know, taking that thought out of our minds. Janab, I'm going to be in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala rizq dena, Janab. Chalo, sari diyan masjid hi besa. Allah Allah karsa. I will do Allah Allah and my rizq will come to me. Yeah, your rizq will not be coming like that. You have to go and be with the people. You know, the pious people. The best example is our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the announcement of prophethood, he used to spend his time in Jabal al-Nur, Ghare Hira. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife, Hazrat Sayyida Ummul Mu'mineen, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would take food for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't say to her that, oh Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, I'm going to worship, Allah's going to feed me, you don't need to come. No, even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who can ever be more content, more trustworthy in the court of Allah than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yet he still had his blessed wife to come and give him food as well. So never say this, that I trust in Allah Ta'ala, He's going to give me the food. No doubt Allah Ta'ala is the source of that. And I keep reiterating, I keep saying that Allah is the one that gives us rizq. But Allah Ta'ala has made asbab. This world, ye dunya kya hai? This dunya is alimul asbab. This dunya is a place. It's an asbab. We know we have many people helping us. Sabab banna hua hai. Means. It's a place of means. So Allah Ta'ala has created all these for us, all these for ourselves as well. So inshallah, we've got a very beautiful manqabat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Let's listen to this manqabat and we'll come back and then inshallah we'll try to wind up the program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
غوث‌اعظم دستگیر غوث‌اعظم دستگیر
غوث‌اعظم دستگیر غوث‌اعظم دستگیر
تیرا رتبہ طلب کا منہ تو کس قابل ہے یا غوث مگر تیرا کرم کامل ہے یا غوث طلب کا منہ تو کس قابل ہے یا غوث مگر تیرا کرم کامل ہے یا غوث اسلام پر نازل ہے یا غوث بلا اسلام پر نازل ہے یا غوث
غوث‌اعظم دستگیر
خدا را مرہم خاک قدم دے جگر زخمی ہے دل گھائل ہے یا غوث جگر زخمی ہے دل گھائل ہے یا غوث نہ دیکھوں شکل مشکل تیرے آگے نہ دیکھوں شکل مشکل تیرے آگے کوئی مشکل سی یہ مشکل ہے یا غوث کوئی مشکل سی یہ مشکل ہے یا غوث تیرا کرم ہے یہ منور نہ کسی قابل ہے یا غوث یہ منور نہ کسی قابل ہے یا غوث ثنا مقصود ہے عرض غرض کیا ثنا مقصود ہے عرض غرض کیا غرض کا آپ تو قافل ہے یا غوث غرض کا آپ تو قافل ہے یا غوث رضا کا خاتمہ بالخیر ہوگا رضا کا خاتمہ بالخیر ہوگا تیری رحمت اگر شامل ہے یا غوث تیری رحمت اگر شامل ہے یا غوث
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. We're talking about trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions a verse in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and whoever relies on Allah, so Allah is sufficient for him. Whoever relies on Allah, جو اللہ تعالیٰ پر توکل کرتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے لیے کافی ہے. Amir al-Sunnah normally wears this badge, میرا اللہ میرے لیے کافی ہے. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is enough for that person. Don't rely on anything else. Wallahi al-Azim, پیارے اسلام بھائیو, do not rely on the world. Do not rely on your money. Yeah, people are millionaires, but they can't get away from death. People are millionaires, but they can't get away from disease, from illness. Trust in Allah, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, there was a plague in India, and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali had the same kind of symptoms, similar, and he was really, really bad as well, really ill. So they called the doctor, and the doctor came and he says, he's got the plague as well. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali smiled and said, and the doctor, the people said, Hazrat, he's a doctor, he knows, he's been looking at other people, and you've got the, you know, you've got the same problem. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali says, no. When I looked at a person with plague, I recited the dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani min mabtalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. And I know, inshallah, Allah will protect me. So again, what was the tawakkul? In Allah. Allah will protect me. A few days later, Ala Hazrat recovered from his illness. So alhamdulillah, that is the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. We always should trust Allah, not our resources, not anything else. Allah Ta'ala, He mentioned in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Indeed, Allah loves those who trust Him. Allah ko trust kare, trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and then see what things could be done for you as well. In another verse in the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانٌ وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Only they are believers whose hearts fear when Allah is remembered, and their faith increases when His ayahs are recited to them, who trust, and who trust only in their Lord Azza wa Jal. So we only trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this, a few attributes of people who are true and perfect in faith have been mentioned in this verse. Number one, when Allah is remembered, their hearts get frightened. They fear Allah. You know, when they're offering their salah, they fear Allah. Their hearts tremble. You know, they swear. These people, they can't control their tears because they are scared of Allah. When they read the Quran, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry so much. You know, the awliya ikram, whenever they used to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, they used to come in a state of as if they were intoxicated. You know, that's how their state was when they remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, after listening to the blessed ayats of Allah, their faith increases. Iman taza ho jata hai. So alhamdulillah, one beautiful thing that we learn is if you read the Quran, your faith increases. Iman mazboot ho raha janab. Quran paak padho, iman mazboot karo. Number three, they only trust in their Lord Azza wa Jal. They don't trust anything but Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, why are we having these problems? Let us come to the conclusion. What about us? Do we trust in Allah? You know, today you see people when they don't work, when they've lost their jobs, they start to panic. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I can't do this. Obviously, you know, you do get fearful slightly, but don't lose hope in Allah. If one job is gone, 100 jobs will be waiting for you. Only trust Allah Azza wa Jal in that. And then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, money can never buy you happiness. No, money will never buy you happiness. Money, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, can buy you products, but it can't buy you. For example, you can buy medicine, but you can't find sheer cure. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.